So 2 days ago, I got started with the sugya. Shuke Baroi, the response, the case at the bottom of Lama Amadal for the Murakama's response. The Murakama's buttressing of his taina, the Murakama is the toy. The machzik is the nitan. Murakama taina is that you don't belong in this house, it's still mine. But I have a cheskes habatim gimel shanim. No, your cheskes habatim is worthless. Why? Because Bishuki Baroi, because the Marakama says he was far, far away. He was far, far away. But you came back every year for 30 days. Even when I came back, that didn't help either because I was Torud Bishuk. So last time, we had a chance to explore those two details. We spoke briefly about the Shuki Baroi, what it means that he was far away. We spoke at greater length about the second half, about Torah Bashuk. In terms of his being far away, so that the Rashbam already sends you to the Mishnah on Lamed Ches, and the Mishnah says, according to the Tanakama, I can make a chazakah on a property in one medina, while you, the Marakama, are in a different medina. That takes us back to the sugya that we had seen a while ago, Lamed Hei Lamed Vav, that we assume that chazakah shlo b'fanav havi chazakah. I can make a chazakah when you're not present. I can make a chazaka when you're in our presence. That's what the Gemara references on Daf Lamed Ches. Chazaka shlo b'fanav havi chazaka. I can make a chazaka when you're in our presence. So what's the significance? And that's why the Mishnah says you can even be there's a property in Yehuda, and I'm living in the property in Yehuda for 3 years, while the Mara previous owner is in the Galil, or vice versa. According to Tanakama, that works. So the Gemara explains, and that's what the Rishonim here quote. The Rif quotes it, and the Rambam quotes it, and the Rashbam quotes it also. He makes it a little more complicated, that a long-distance chazaka doesn't work if it's a shas cheirum. Not just two different areas, two different zones, not just distance, but for political reasons, there's limited travel between the two locations. There's no shas cheirum between the United States and Canada. Maybe 200-plus years ago there was. But right now there's no shas cheirum between the United States and Canada. So if I used to live in Toronto, now you're living in my property in Toronto, and I'm living in Pittsburgh, so I can't say, your cheskes habatim is worthless because I was far away. No, shiaris metzuyas. It's true that Pittsburgh and Toronto are hundreds of miles away, but there's open free travel. It's not a shas cheirum, and therefore chazaka shlo b'fanav, havi chazaka. That's the upshot of the sugya lamed ches. That's what the Rishonim here. Quote, you look and we saw the Rambam yesterday just sort of says it. 2 days ago, so the Rambam just sort of says it. Let's take a look again. Actually, you might not have seen the Rambam inside. The Rambam just says it. Here, Hilchas Tony the Nitan. Perek Yudalf. You remember how we saw this a long, long time ago, but then you did. So the very beginning. He starts by saying that the Marakama is Muchzuk. Kal Karkosi Duz the Balein of Fishin Ata Tachis de Echem Rein Becheskas Balein. The very first line of Perek Yudalf. That if there's a Marakama, if it's Yodua Labaila, we know who the previous owner was. Right now, someone else has it. It's Becheskas Habailim, unless Rambam says Halacha Beis. When do we say that the Reuven, the new fellow, has to bring a Raya or leave? And he enjoyed it the way Peak Shkeir Shenan and Kol Adam. So then, and Efshel Abaylam Rishom Sheyedu B'zeh Shehechzik V'lo Michubo. Then Ma'amid Moshe B'Yad Reuven. Then Reuven is the Muchzik. So that's what we had seen a long time ago. Rambam says that the Marakam is a Muchzik unless. Unless it sounds like unless the machzik has a chesed abatim. Then the machzik is the machzik. You were being for 3 years, you were living there normally, the other guy could have said something, he didn't say anything, so then now you're the machzik. And here in the middle of halacha beis, in the Frankel version you have in front of you, it's the last line of the page, the two dots. He said, "Oh, I didn't hear about it. I was far away." You were far away, but you would have heard about it within 3 years. You should have made a macha, not a macha directly face to face with the machzik, obviously, but macha b'macha shlo b'fanav b'fneidim. Todi osam shaploni gazal osi lamachres b'ana b'din. You should have pulled over to aid and said, "I'm making a witness statement that so and so, I'm in Toronto, I own property. What is it? No, I'm in Pittsburgh, I own property in Toronto. I heard that Reuven illegally moved into my property in Toronto. He's pretending to be the owner." So I say to two Edim, you should know that Reuven is a Goslin. I'm going to begin court proceedings against him. You didn't do that. And therefore the Rambam says, if there was war, going back to the 1700s, the French and Indian War, there's war between the southern colonies and the northern colonies. There's war between Pennsylvania and Ontario. So then, not so pashut. The Marakama is now in Pennsylvania. He's in Pittsburgh. And the Machazik Reuven, he's on the property in Toronto, in Ontario. So if we're going back centuries, to an era when there was Milchama Veshibush Drachim, between those two, what the Gemara calls Shas Cheirum, so yeah, then even if Reuven is there for 20 years, it's not going to help. Lo Yodaiti Shazem Mishtamesh Bekarka'i. Lo Yodati. And this is the beginning of the Lo Yodati. And that leads into what we saw the last time, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam begins in this context, begins to quote our sugya as a sub-detail. If you're far away, so if you're far away, normally the Marakama moved far away, the Chazaka of the Machzik still works, but if there's a Shas Chirum, there's a Mechama Shibush Racham, that doesn't work, he can say Lo Yodati. And Halacha Gimel, he says, and how about Reuven brought Edim, that Shimon would come? So he says, and he says, I was Torah B'shuk, and so on and so forth. So Ram is presenting it as a Dover Pashat, that this whole sugya, which is presented in Halacha Gimel, is within the context of Halacha Beis, in the context of Shas Chirim. Where did Ram get that from? So he got from the sugya Lamaches. And number two, if you look in the Rif, you see he got it from Rav Haigon. The Rif goes, Rav Haigon says it's Pshat. The Rif likes it, so it's not surprising. Again, the Rambam is not mechuyav to always follow the Rif. He doesn't always follow the Rif, but the 9 times out of 10, b'derekal he does. So this is again the Rambam Kedarko doesn't tell you Rif. He doesn't tell you Rav Haigon. Doesn't name his source. He doesn't tell you Mishnah, Gemara, Lamed Ches. The Rambam just lays out the dinim. But you look back, you follow the paper trail backwards, and you see where things are coming from. So number one. The first part with the Marakama says, well, I was Bashuki Baroi, and that's helping. And again, that's specific quote that it's Shaskir. Okay, Achmai Skir and Shaskir. Good. Number two, but in this case, the Machzik said, one second, but you weren't gone the whole time. I have Aiden. Every year you showed up for 30 days. So what are you going to do about that? So what does the Marakama say? That is the second piece of the Marakama's argument. Well, even when I came, I was Tarid Bashuk. And the Rava had said, that makes sense. If he's here for up to 30 days, Taka could be Tarid Bashuk. And that we also dealt with last time. What does it help you're Tarid Bashuk? You're here. There's a Rashbam lays out two pshatim. The second pshat, which is not so widely accepted, but might be the approach of Rabbeinu Gershom, is that, I was so busy working, I didn't have time to make a macha. Very, very difficult. The widely accepted approach we've shown him is not I knew but I didn't make a macha. It's not a chesar on the macha, so it's a chesar on the chazakazai. I didn't even know. I was so tired. I didn't even know. That's where you see this Rambam and the Rif.
It's the approach that the Rashbam tells us that he likes. Other Rishonim also line up with this Yediyah. We saw that the Tur, Hagos Maimini points out that's how we paskin. The Tur points out that's how we paskin. And finally, we had mentioned Nafkamina in that, as Chaim had asked last time, so if the guy Taka says, I was Tarad B'Shuk, so is there any recourse? Does Marakam automatically win when he says, I was Tarad B'Shuk? Is there any recourse that the Machzik have? Does the Machzik still have a path to victory? He said it could be as up to four paths to victory. Number one, if he brings Edim, who will testify, we know that the Marakama did know. Obviously, that's going to solve. The whole issue is Yediyas HaMarakama, or lack of Yediyah, okay? But they say, it came up in conversation. He knew. If he did know, okay, obviously, you prove he knew, then the Machzik would win. Number two, as Rashbam points out, and the Tur quotes this, and the Hagos Maimni quotes this, that this whole business of not being Odeya presumes that you have some other house. The Marakama has another house in town. Otherwise, it's absurd. How do you not know? You came to town on business for 30 days. Obviously, you lived in your house. So you would have noticed there's someone else in the house. Unless you have another house. So that's pathway number two, if the guy doesn't have another house. Pathway number three is if he was there for more than 30 days, as the Rambam stresses, based on the Gemara. Pathway number four, or the Rambam was Mechadesh, near Ali. The Royal Ali, Rambam says, there are certain places where business is very busy, and there are other places where business is not so busy. So in the Rambam's example, it was a kfar. So in the villages, things get so consuming. But ironically, in the big cities, the marketplace is not as consuming, maybe because there's always, you can always wait until tomorrow, you're not so pressured. But whatever it is, so these are the four conditions. These are the four conditions. If we can prove he did know, and that it only works to say I was Tarad B'Shuk if no one was only there for less 30 days or less, and I'm in a kfar, and I have another house. Yeah?
Could Shat Kirim also be like if he was on a boat or something, where it's not because travel was restricted, but because unless someone was on the boat that happened to have been from his hometown and boarded.
He was on a boat for 3 years.
Yeah, or if he was in like an un or like or he was in a place that like was like after being like a like he went to colonize another area or something. Like, does it have to be that like it's an actual war, or could it just be that he was unreachable?
No, it's Shas Chirim. Shas Chirim means, as Rambam says, Shibush Drachim. But
the most common one
was war. Right, world explore. War is more common than finding a new continent, unfortunately. But there aren't so many continents. And unfortunately, there have been many wars.
We should just make new continents.
Yeah, question.
If you reject it being a Gershom, my understanding is like a tier that's preventing you. Is that different than, let's say, this big massacres? Like, which would prevent you?
Yeah, that is interesting. It raises an interesting. Rabbeinu Gershom raises an interesting question. Which I don't want to get into, at least not right now. There is a comment of the Mukhe Yosef. The Beis Yosef says, yeah, that Mukhe Yosef, that's aligned with the second Pshat of the Rashbam. The Mukhe Yosef talks about when exactly were your 30 days. Maybe they were Dafka at the end of the 3 years. How about there was time afterwards? And the Ktsos and Sifkat and Beis relates that to this question of, can I say I had a chance earlier, but later on I didn't have a chance to. And that may, both the Beis Yosef and the Ktsos suggest that this Nemuka Yosef may be aligned with the Rabbeinu Gershom, meaning, according to Rabbeinu Gershom, the second Pshat of the Rashbam is opening the door to say, I could say I was too busy to respond. Not that I didn't know, maybe there could be other excuses I could give. Could there be other excuses I could give? Right. So that is true. According to Rabbeinu Gershom, it may be being too busy, B'Shuk might be just an example of saying, it's a difficult position. A difficult position to be able to say that. I was too busy to respond. I had some excuse why I didn't respond, and that's enough. Yeah, in the Chana.
Let's say you hold like the Rambam and you reject the Rabbeinu Gershom and you say like other. But that also true by an actual onus?
The Rambam rejects Rabbi Gershom's approach.
No, right, but by tier that I was too busy. Well, let's say there's an onus occurred that.
A true onus. Yeah. A true onus. Maybe. Let's say the guy, let's say he was in a coma for the last year. So and here's what's interesting. I don't want to get into this too much, but if you want, you can look more. The point that what the Ktzos gets into is the following. The Ktzos, fascinatingly, puts his comment to Milka Yosef that there is. Mikhail Yosef thinks that the only time that this din applies Mikhail Yosef says that let's say I was able to be mocha at the beginning. And then, but towards the end of the 3 years, I wasn't able to be mocha. So then Mukheza thinks, then there's no chazaka, because he couldn't be mocha at the end. The Ketzos puts that together with Muk Yosef and Bava Kama about from the other end of Shulchan Aruch, going from deep into Chosh and Mishpat back to the beginning of Aruch Chaim. There is a din that maybe you learned when you were much, much younger, beginning of Perek Tevilas HaShachar, that if I was Shochach or Nanas, I couldn't daven, so the din of Tashlumin. So the Shaila is, what does that mean, Shochach? Mean like, I forgot when? Mean I forgot, how about if I could have davened, there was an early mincha, and I could have davened, and I didn't. And then, at the last half hour before Shkia, I got distracted. So is that called shachach? Because I was shachach at the end? I was, earlier on, I was not shachach. I could have davened the 2 o'clock minyan, the 2:30 minyan, the 3 o'clock minyan, the 4 o'clock minyan, and I didn't take those options. And then, at the end, I was, which is perhaps similar to the concept of onus berega achron. At the end, I was nenas, but earlier, I was not. So that's the ptzos here in our Simon Kuf Mem Gimel, the Simon about this din. So he puts the two Nemuk Yosefs together. Nemuk Yosef seems to understanding that it's enough that I was nenas or shochach, as the case may be, at the end. Earlier on, I could have done something. I wasn't mechuyev to. I'm not mechuyev to daven the first minyan, and in a cheskes habatzim context, I'm not mechuyev to make a macha as soon as I know about it. I have to make a macha within 3 years. So the Nemuk Yosef is making the argument, which is interesting and perhaps challengeable, that that's a legitimate excuse. If I had an excuse at the end, I wasn't mechuyev to act right away at the beginning. I could have, but I didn't. And then by the end, at the deadline, and again, just to frame this in maybe terms that would not obviously speak to anyone in this room, then maybe you have a friend who has a cousin who knows a guy who once had an assignment due, and the teacher gave 2 weeks. And how you talking? He didn't finish the whole paper in the first week. He actually left some of the work for the last day. What? You ever hear such a thing? Right. And then how you talking? Leaving things for the deadline. So that's the shy. I left something for the deadline, and then the last day before the deadline, you know, there was some onus. The day before the due date, I couldn't because someone got sick, because there was someone got into a car crash. We had to go pick them up. Everyone's fine. We had to go. Whatever it is. Something happened the last day. Something onus berega achron. So is that an excuse or not an excuse? Well, the last day I wasn't available. The legitimate excuse. Yeah, but who told you to leave it the last day?
But he was allowed.
But I was allowed to, as long as I get it done. Right?
So that's what Nukia, that's what here the ksos right here, you have it in the Ma'amar Kamos. Sivkat and Beis. Simikuf Mem Gil and Sivkat and Beis. He points out Nemuka Yosef makes that point in Bava Kama talking about Hilchos Tefillah. I had the right to wait for the last minyan. And at the time of the last minyan, all of a sudden there was some onus. I got a flat tire. I was driving to shul for the minyan 15 minutes before shkia. I got a flat tire. I mean, he didn't make it in time. Okay, now, that's true, but you could have driven to the 2 o'clock meeting. Even if you got a flat tire then, you would have had time after the tow truck came, to daven mincha. So and that's the same issue over here also. I was able to imocha earlier on, and then I waited, and then by the end of the 3 years, it was yevsha. So that's an interesting... that's an interesting dion, and that is here. And that is fascinating. But I want to actually turn our attention to something else, then we would take more questions after this. Attention to another point, which is a question that the Rush raises. And that goes back to what we had said when we got started with the sugya, that through the one layer of understanding the sugya is how all the details work. How does Shuki Bairoi help the Marakama? How is Torah Bashuka help the Marakama? That's what we taught up until now. The other question is sort of like digging to the next layer, is who has to prove what? Who has to prove what? So take a look at let's actually start backwards. Let's start by looking at the tour. We'll see how the tour puts things together. And he's going to send us back to an earlier Rishon. So the tour is going to begin with Chazara and Sif Aleph. He'll put things together. And then Sif Beis, he's going to add something important. Ein Chazaka, here in the tour. Ein Chazaka ela ad shaloshanim kidiprishus. El achar shaloshanim. He says, you have to have 3 full years. He says, it doesn't help to have less than 3 years. Even though I have a short chazak, but mamish, the Marakama was there. He saw me in the house. I served him tea in what used to be his house. He saw me. He was there. No, he still needed 3 years. And on the other hand, lachar shalosh, havi chazak v'yishas v'shol b'fanav. Befanav shlo befanav lomalav lomorid. Even if it's befnei ha-marakam, you need 3 full years. And if you have 3 full years, you don't need befnei marakama. Chazaka, 3 full years works, even shlo befanav. Chayach shlo befanav hu v'dina acheres. Ein o yocho liton lo yodaiti b'chazak shlo chachma v'chisi. You can't say, I didn't know. Assuming, hu shei shalom ben hamedinos. It's assuming that there's peace between Pennsylvania and Ontario. Shayara's Matsuyo has been Zulazu. A Shayara literally is a caravan, a series of camel-pulled wagons. There's plenty of travel. There are buses and trains and planes. There are open roads. You're able to drive or bike or whatever. It is easy, free travel. It may cost money. It may take a long time. But you can travel freely. And there is traffic between these two medinos. Shalom ben medinos. Shiaris Mitsuyas ben Zulazu. But ain't Shiaris Mitsuyas ben Ahem, the Adua Shlahibakan, lo havi chazaka. Shachaloma laydait. Now, if it's ain't Shiaris Mitsuyas, so then he could say, I taka didn't know. So far, you see the tour is laying, organizing the sugya. He's very similar to whom in his organization? The Rambam, right? Laying out the sort of the same flow of ideas. Chazaka works, chazaki works, shlahibafanav. Unless it's a shascher. Okay. Affiliation Aiden. Shiva Ma'arak Khan. Lashuk. The Shah Khan Shloshim Yom. The Machzik is Aiden. The Marakam was here for 3 days. Hey, Shoshim is so Shalashanim. Bein Shalom Yilumim Chaatal Yil Odzban Limchos. These are the last 30 days of the 3 years. He knew this was his only chance. This goes back to the Mukhi, he's touching the Mukhi Yosef. Right? These were the key 30 days. Still! Yachal the Marakama can still say, "Osim Shloshim Yom Ha'Yisikan Ha'Yisik Tard Basakai." I was Tard Bashuk, Velo Yodati She'Yisam Achzim Beveisi. Once again, the tour is also aligned with the first shot in the Rashbam, with the Rambam, with the Rif, Lo Yodaiti. And here the tour says, we saw this last time, Umayu She'Yishal Bayis Acher LaDurbo. This whole taina of Tard Bashuk only works if the guy has another house in town. Tard Shlom Micha Machmas Tirda. If he says, "Oh, I was too busy to be mocha," so haylo panai limchos ainot taina. That's absurd. Shebekal hayochel limchos b'fnei shnayim. Here, the tour is very much aligned with the Rashbam, rejecting the second shah of the Rashbam, just as the Rashbam himself did, rejecting Ben Gershom, and he explains why. That's a silly thing to say. Well, you were so. I understand you. Maybe you didn't make it to the other side of town. You didn't know. You didn't go to that building. You didn't go to your old house. You have another house. So you didn't know. But to say you knew, but you didn't have time to make a macha takes 2 minutes. grab two edim, say to them, what's the big deal? The chassid of Rambam, that brings it that line. The Rambam yeror li shadin ze eno el bekfarim sha'am truthin b'shavakim sha'am ad kan. Good. He quotes that Rambam. Beautiful. So a very nice praises of the sugya. So far, we learned it forward. We saw the Gemara, we saw the early Rishonim, then we see the way the tour is putting all the weaving all the pieces together. Now let's see the next piece, and then we'll work backwards. Probably Lad Barbelon Emru says the tour is Hachamayaskinan only Kishadavar Yodua Shahaya Ma'arab Medina. Only we know that he wasn't there. We know the Marakama wasn't there. Avon Eno Yodua. In Shomel Masha Omar Shloha Yakan, Ad Shivar Ba'edim. Interesting point that the Torah is raising. Can the Marakama just say, oh, I was Beshuki Baroi? That's what the Gemara makes it seem. He says, I was Beshuki Baroi. Does he have to prove it? The Torah says, no, you got to prove that. In other words, I'm the Machzik. Right? Marakama comes knocking the door and says, hey, my boss by Ara. My boss by Besa. I say, you sold it to me 3 years ago. I've been living here for the last 3 years. I have Eide Chazaka, get lost. He says, no, your Chazaka is worth it. That's the way the Gemara makes it sound. So the Torah says, you can just say that? That's a pretty sweet move. Marakana just says, that I was far away. No one knows who the guy was. I was far away. No. Says, this is X factor, or he has to prove it. Gemara sounds like he just says it. The Torah says, no, you have to prove it. And by the way, the Torah already said it before, very subtly, if anyone noticed when we were learning through Sif Aleph. Right, at the bottom, near the bottom of page Kuf Samaches, he says, Im ein shiors mitzuz b'neim, v'yadua, that key word, v'yadua shalhaya b'kan. Only we know that he wasn't here. We know that he was. That he said it before in his praises, just laying out the sugya, organizing it. And now he says it with it. Where does the Torah get this from? It's against the Pasha Pshah and the Gemara. Here you see how these things work. That's why we're doing this order. So you see, turning back to Kuf Samach Tes, Oz Beis, you're looking at the Beis Yosef. Hi Ubdu the Shukhi Baroi, Kasva Rosh, etc., etc. They tell you in the new printing of the Torah where the Rosh is. It's in the small letters in the parentheses. So let's take a look. Simon Vav. That's how I found the Rosh. Okay, I looked in the Torah and I looked in the Beis Yosef. Where's the Torah getting it from? So now let's take a look in the Rosh.
I found the Rosh by turning to the Rosh.
Exactly. And by looking in the Mar Makomus, it told you to look in the Rosh. Right. How did the Mar Makomus get the Rosh? The Mar Makomus got the Rosh from the earlier Mar Makomus of the Beis Yosef. Exactly. Chad Gadya, Chad Gadya. Okay. Let's take a look together. Ahu Dabrei L'Chavrei. My boy is by arrows. He begins by calling the riff, giving you the whole sugya. V'lo Yisi Yodeya. Skip me down a few lines. She's Dabrei. Also, the Rosh also says, they're all saying, the Rashbam and the riff and the Rambam and the Rosh and the Tur. V'lo Yisi Yodeya. I didn't know. Halo HaYisharis Metzias. Here in the narrow lines. Amar Rava. Avid inish to chol tlas in yomen tarid b'shukei v'lo havi chazaka. Okay. Ad kan the Gemara. Then from that star happens to send you tagal zashir, but that's a good marking for us. That's where we're up to. V'yesh mevi'in raya mikan. Some bring a proof from this Gemara. Shema ha-me'ar'er omar lo ha-yisi b'medina ko osan shalosh shanim she'chazakta bo ne'eman. Some bring a raya from this Gemara. If the guy says, I wasn't here all 3 years, he's believed. Our Gemara gets a little more complicated because it turns out he was here for a month, a year. But let's say he says, I wasn't here at all. And there are no edim that he was here for 30 days at a time. Because again, what did the Gemara say? The Ma'arer says, no, I wasn't here, Shuki Barai. And then the response of the Machazik is, I have edim that you were here. So it sounds like, in the absence of any edim from either side, who wins?
Marakama.
That's what he says. Yishmi v'in raya. Im hama'ar omar lo yisimin dikos n'shal shan. M'shechazak. But nevon. Who has to prove otherwise? Machazik. Tzarech ha-machazik lo avi raya shayya b'medina. That is, he quotes an anonymous Rishonim who thought so. I don't know who they are. The Rush thinks they're wrong. Whoever they are, he thinks that the yishmi v'in raya, the yishmi farshim, they are wrong. It's not what the Torah said, where the Torah got it from, because from his father, the Rush. The Nira Lee, take a look at the second white line.
She'ein raya mikan. No proof. L'chora, it's a simple reading the Gemara. The Ma'ara says Shuki Baroi, and the Machazek is coming back with Edim. No. Efshe Shaya Davar, what's the next word? Yadua. Efshe Shaya Davar, Yadua Shaya B'Shuki Baroi. That word Yadua, that's where the Torah got the word Yadua from his father. He says maybe everyone knew about it. Maybe that's the case. Not Stam. The guy says, we had no idea where he was. He says, oh, sugar. No, everyone knew that the guy was far away. We all knew that he have a property in Bavel in the days of the Amoraim. And we all knew that Rabbi Zeir was making Aliyah. He was going to Eretz Yisrael. So that was a Shas Cheirim, Alpi Pashtus. Bavel was part of the Persian Empire. Yisrael was part of the Roman Empire. That was definitely Shas Cheirim. So we all know that Rabbi Zeir left Bavel and went to Eretz Yisrael. We all know that he crossed the Shas Cheirim border. Yes, everyone knows. It's not that he's telling us, oh, really? We didn't know you were Beshugar. No! He said Beshugar Roy, but that's his taina. You all know that was Beshugar Roy, and my point is, as you all know, it's Beshugar Roy, and therefore your chazaka is worthless. That's the Rush says, maybe that's the missing piece. It was Yadua, Shai Beshugar. Everyone knew. The Yoser Nira. Now, how do you read the next line? It seems more like, he says, Rosh, she'ein sarech lahavi raya, that he does not have to bring a proof. Who doesn't have to bring a proof? The machzik, the markama, it's a little ambiguous. Kevin shezeh hechzik b'shofi, the answer lies in the vaitrinus. Right? You keep going, then you'll figure out which way Rosh is trying to argue. Kevin shezeh hechzik b'shofi, I think that the Drisha on the bottom of the Torah points out the language of the Rosh is a little sticky. But if you keep reading the Rosh, it becomes clear. Once you get to the end, it becomes clear what he's trying to say. Here it's just a pronoun with an ambiguous antecedent. He doesn't have to bring a raya, whoever he is. Kevin Shezeh Hechzik B'Shofi, since this one, clearly the Machazik, was Machzik B'Shofi for 3 years. He had a comfortable, clean Chazaka for 3 years. The HaChazaka Nishmas Afil B'Din HaCheres. Chazaka gets around. Chazaka will even reach a different medina. Chazaka shall be fun of having chazaka. Mukhach l'kaman. Alav levarer shahay b'makom shol hayisa macha aso nishmas im hayamocha l'kach nimcha milumchas. You have to prove that you couldn't be mocha. Meaning, who has to prove? Obviously, who are we talking to? The marakama. So when he says alav. When he says ain't sarach lahavi raya, he means the machzik, as you said, does not have to bring a raya. It's going to be in the marakama's lap. In other words, so let's put the pieces together a little bit. The tour gave us the processed version. He didn't give you the shock of attire. He just said this. The tour said this is only going to work if we are ready. Shuki baray is a good taina only if it's either common knowledge or you prove it. You can obviously bring aid in, that would be fine too. Or it's common knowledge. But if it's not common knowledge and it's not directly proven, Shuki Barai does not work. That's the machlok, is the Rush versus the anonymous Yesh Mevi and Raya. Is the Marakama Neman to say, is the Marakama Neman? Is the Markama Neman to say Shuki Barai? And the Rosh says no. The Rosh says no. The Tur says no. Shulchan Aruch quotes him. You take a look in the Shulchan Aruch. Sif Beis, he had the Ksos printed around Shulchan Aruch instead of the usual Mefarshim. That's the way the Ksos is usually printed together with Shulchan Aruch. Like Mishnah Berurah and Aruch Chaim. They give you Aruch Chaim with Mishnah Berurah instead of the other Mefarshim. So they print the Ksos or Nesivis. They'll give you the Chosha Mishpat with the Ksos or Nesivis instead of the other Mefarshim. But here you have the text of a Shulchan Aruch. You don't have the Shach, you don't have the Sma, but you have the Shulchan Aruch. Ain kol elu advar amurim el kishadavar yadua shahaya ma'ar b'medina. Ve'en yadua in shamla ma'asha'amar shahaya kan ad shivar b'edim. Shulchan Aruch paskins, like the Rosh and the Tur, halacha l'maisa, that the ma'ar er, the marakama, is not neman to just say shuki barot. Either it can be common knowledge, okay, or the marakama can bring edim. But if it's neither common knowledge, it's not Dari Yadua, and Marakama no Eidim, then the Marakama will lose. At the very first stage, again, it's true that in our Gemara, the one bringing Eidim is the Machzik, and the Marakama just said, Omar Le, Beshuke Baroy Havoy, and the only one who brings Sahadi, brings Eidim, is a Machzik in response, but yeah, that's because it was Davar Yadua. Hachamaya Skin, that was the case. These are all cases. Remember, these are all practical cases that actually happened. As a matter of fact, you know who stresses that's a practical case that actually happened? If you look back in the Haggos Maimini, Sivkat and Beis, the bottom of the Rambam. Hahu uvda, how's he called our Gemara? Hahu uvda dahavi b'mechuza. There was that case, that Maisa, uvda, avad is asa, so uvda is Aramaic for Maisa. There was that story that happened in the town of Mechuza. Ad, all the way until, dot, dot, dot in the Gemara, all the way until the end of the Gemara, avar rava avin inish the tard b'shuka kotlos in yomen. And they quote to Rashbam. So he's referring to our Gemara, our Ahud Amalei Lechavrei, as the story that happened in Mechuza. By the way, how do you know it was in Mechuza? Mechuza is a real town in Babel. The big city, one of the biggest Jewish communities in Babel. How do you know it happened in Mechuza? Do you have a different gears than the Gemara? Maybe? Right, because Rava was the Rav of Mechuza. That was Rava's job. He was a Rav in Rosh Hashiva in Mechuza. Every once in a while, the Gemara has these comments that Rava makes about the Jews who lived in Mechuza, the Jewish community in Mechuza, for better or for worse. So Rava was Rav Mechuza. So that's why this was, I stress this for now, there are other nafkamines in that also, but I stress it for now because Haggos Maimini is highlighting this actually happened. These Ahud Amalei Lechavreis, this whole slew of cases, these weren't abstract. It's not like a Mishnah gives a case and then the Machlokes HaTanaim. These aren't abstractions. These were shayos that came to Beis Din. These are like shayos and tshuvas. That's why the Machlokes Maimon is saying, if Rava was the Meshiv, Mestama happened in Mechuza. That's why they were coming to Rava. If it would have happened in Harada, they would have asked the rabbi of Harada. If it happened to Pum Nahara, so on and so forth. If you don't know where it happened, and the shayla comes to Rava, Mestama, it was the Uvdu Da'avi of Mechuza. Now, there's another angle also in the Machlokes Maimon. Because this Rosh gets us thinking about something else. See, the Ketzos has interesting language. Take a look. Mama, just the first line that he adds already opens a world. Here, the Ketzos is Sivkat and Gimel. But here in Sivbeis, Sivkat and Gimel, Sivbeis is where the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rosh and the Tur. Sivkat and Gimel, you see the Ketzos, it begins with the Rosh, Zel Lashon HaRosh, etc., etc. Ayin Kaf Lamed Ad Kan Lashono, Zayin Lamed Zel Lashon. It's open quotes, and Ayin Kav Lam is Ad Kal Lashono, close quotes. Beir Dvarim Nira. Says, what's the Hezbollah and the Rush? What's the Rush's point? The Lo Amrim Bezeh Barer Achilascha. Kemo Bahai Deshchune Gavoy. We don't say Zil Barer Achilascha the way we did say in the previous Sugya of Shchune Gavoy. All of a sudden, with that one line, the Ketzos breaks things open. Remember, this is how we had gotten started with the sugya. That our opening question was, who al mila havi raya, and how does Rava here line up with Rava in the previous sugya? In the previous sugya, Shchuna Gavai, Rav Nachman had said zil baror achilascha. Rav Nachman had said zil baror achilascha. Rava said no, motzemecha Rava raya. Rav Nachman had said to the Machazik, you have to prove. The Marakama is Muchzak to win. And Rav said, no, the Machazik is Muchzak to win. And here, that's how we got started with the Sugur, said, one second. And over here, Rav is saying, no, I believe the Marakama, Ovid Inish. He was Tar Bashuka, that's fine. He said, hello, Davrahu. It's interesting. Sounds like a stira Rava and Rava, because basically here Rava is saying zil barar achilascha, whereas in the previous sugya he didn't. The previous sugya he believed the machzik is muchzik, and al hamarakam al havi raya. All of a sudden here he's on the Rav Nachman camp, so it's a dacha stira and Ravas. Now, the
Ktzos is pointing out, we paskin like Rav Nachman in the previous sugya. Halacha l'mais, we paskin like Rav Nachman. So that aligns. But what happened to Rava? Was Rava this? It's not a steer of halacha, a steer bedas Rava. So the Rashabah actually says in our sugya, the previous sugya was when Rava was ketalba b'fnei Rabo, and he was arguing, his Rebbe said, Zil Baruch Hilascha, and Rava himself thought, no, Hamotze Mecher Ve'el Varaya. And he says, but as he got older, he ultimately was makabel, what his Rebbe said. They had a machlokas, the previous sugya, and essentially the Rashba says, the previous sugya was Rava b'na'aruso, b'yalduso, and this sugya is Rava b'zikinuso. When Rava was younger, he disagreed with his Rebbe Rav Nachman. As he got older, he came around to accept Rav Nachman. That's why this sugya corresponds to the previous sugya. That's why there's no machlokas in our sugya. Because he agrees with Rav Nachman at a later stage in his life. And that's why everything is consistent. Rava changed his mind, but the two sugars work together lahalacha. And I would stress that also goes back to the point of the Agos Maimi. That it happened b'mechuza, meaning Rava was already a Rav. This is when Rava was already b'zikenuso. He's no longer a Talmud in Rav Nachman's yeshiva Nahar Da'ah. At this point, he's already the Mora Hora. He's the Mora Da'asra of Mechuza. That's the approach. That's the approach of the Rashba. There is, however, another approach, and that's an approach that the Rush opens up. We'll finish with that in Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow.
It makes more sense. Now I understand. Rebbe.